We have a phone call at the MasonLove.net podcast.
This is a personal call.
Oh. All right, then never mind. We'll be right back. All right, so we're back. All right, cool. At the MasonLove.net podcast. Go to our website, our blog, where we do awesome music reviews and shit. I'm just kidding. Our reviews suck, according to Josh Gillis. All right. So with me today is one of my BFFs from Flat Rock, Kurt.
What's up?
Kurt, you were on our show before.
Yes, I was. It was a good episode.
That was a good one. I remember people said good things about that one. We got comments. I kept thinking that was from you. Just making comments up.
Yeah, that was me.
I thought so.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
You're like, man, that Kurt guy's hilarious.
No, it was not me.
All right.
Yeah, it must have been some Starstruck fan.
Probably. Alright, so anyways, this is our 8th episode.
Wow, 8. What episode was ours, 4?
Something like, yeah, 4. But yeah, I did this review called the Top 15 Albums to Get Lifted To.
Yeah, I skimmed through it. It was nice.
Thank you. There was some hate on it by like one person, but it's alright. It's been resolved. He's alright. He's cool about it.
Yeah, he's very smart.
He's a English major.
I can tell. He's I learned a lot from his comment.
He's so cool. But let's get to the music, I think. But alright. I'm gonna start with some Modest Mouse from this is a song from The Moon and Anarcha.
Was it this CD with Paper Thin Walls?
Yes.
It's a good song.
Here we go.
Shaking in their shoes, oh Lord, don't shake it. that you don't know. I can't be a fool for everyone that I don't know.
Okay, so we're back. We just got done with The Cure, Just Like Heaven.
You're Just Like Heaven.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a good song. I remember a long time ago, Take Back Sunday did the cover of that song. It was really bad.
I remember that. But, so Ryan's asleep right now.
I think we should wake him up.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's get warm water in a bowl.
I don't want him to pee on my carpet.
I just want to know if it works.
No, let's not.
Well, give him the ham then.
What?
The ham.
What?
Pull your pants down and put your ass on his face.
No. It's disgusting. Let's wake him up.
Ryan!
Ryan, wake up. Ryan. Yeah. Ryan.
Okay, yeah.
What's up, man?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Ryan, wake up.
We got you. It's awesome.
It's been like an hour. All right, fine. Fine. You can sleep.
All right, we're getting warm water. You hear that, Ryan?
I think Ryan just went back to sleep. All right, here's some broken social scene. Lover spit.
Alright, so basically, every band that I've been listening to, I always get like one song that I end up really, really liking a lot. So I listen to it like constantly for a whole week, every day. I listen to the album, and I just like really absorb it, you know. Well, for the microphones, it would have to be, like I Feel Your Shape, which is on the Glow Part 2. Which is one of the reviews, you know, since, I mean, hell, this is the top 15 list. But alright, yeah, so definitely give this album a listen anytime, cause I like it a lot, and so check it out.
Shape, but I was wrong. Really, all I felt was falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the kitchen, grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape and heard you breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms, I feel most of you. I hung around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.